Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question that a lot of people have regarding the consequences of probing into other people's flaws. You know, all human beings, they're flawed. They have, you know, problems. They make mistakes. You know, they have, some of them have some bad qualities in them. Nobody can claim, besides the infallibles, nobody can claim that he is perfect, right? So at the same time, we have been prohibited in Islam and in our religion from probing into other people's flaws. In the Holy Quran, God Almighty says, avoid much suspicion. Indeed, some suspicions are sins. And do not spy or backbite one another. Will any of you love to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would hate it. And be wary of Allah. Indeed, Allah is all clement, all merciful. Right, so this is definitely a sin. We call this in Arabic, tajassus. Now, the question is, what happens if we do such a thing? What will be the consequences of it? What will be the effects of this unbecoming act and this sin? Fortunately, the answer to this question has been alluded to in many hadiths. For example, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been narrated to have said, "Do not probe for flaws in believers. For a man that probes into the flaws of his brother will have Allah probe in his own faults." Meaning, if we probe into the faults of others and seek out their faults and look into them and investigate it, Allah Ta'ala will investigate into the flaws of this person. And you know the effects and the consequences of that. Of course, this doesn't mean that, you know, that Allah Ta'ala, he doesn't have knowledge of what this person is doing, right? And he's waiting for this person to spy into, you know, the affairs of his brother, and then Allah goes and looks into his affairs and realizes what this person is doing. No, Allah has this knowledge, right? Probably what this hadith means is that Allah will act upon that knowledge, right? And, you know, punish this person or afflict him with some calamity as a punishment for this sin. And perhaps this is the reason why, in continuation of the hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam says, "And when Allah probes the flaws of a man, he will expose him, even if he were inside his own home." So the probe, Allah's probing into this person, into the flaws of this person, doesn't mean that Allah will investigate and come to realize what this person is doing. It means that he will expose him to the people. He will allow people to, you know, come to realize what this person is doing, right? And then he will be, you know, he will be shamed in front of the people. He will lose his honor in front of the people. So this is one of the consequences of probing into the flaws of other people mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet. Another worldly effect, which has been alluded to again in the hadith, is this, that if a person begins to investigate into the flaws of other people, he will become friendless. People will stop befriending him. Nobody will want to be this person's friend. You know, and you know, he will lose all his friends. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Do not probe into the religiosity of people, lest you remain without a friend." Bila sadiqin. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the consequences of probing into other people's flaws. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.